I got back from going with Becky up to this little town in Rand, Colorado. This little town I'd never been to before, but Becky had been there many times, and I got a chance to see where Cecil lived and the impact he had. He didn't really want a funeral. He never liked people who, quote, put on airs for anything. He was a simple man with simple values and a simple mission. And when I got there, I looked around, and he never explicitly said what the mission of his life was, the purpose of his life. But in a town of 14 people, and we went out to this gravesite to put his body into the ground, and suddenly person after person started showing up. We knew all 14 people would be there because we knew he'd touch them all. They all loved him. He was the storyteller. He was the man who took an old car years ago and painted it black and white and put a star on the side and put a dumb in the inside of glasses and made it look like a police car so that when people came running through this little town, which consists of about 7 or 8 buildings, that they might slow down. His house was called the Rand Yacht Club because he invited everybody up for coffee every single morning, at least 300 days a year. Figured out how he could tell them a story and cheer them up. He used to run a little restaurant there called the Liar's Lair. The reason was because he had people, he'd tell people stories, and he'd tell the wildest tales and get people to believe them. Sure enough, after about 10 or 15 years, they began to realize that some of these things were stories. And they all laughed as they told me stories about this incredible man who touched their lives. But when we got to the gravesite, not only did 14 people show up, but in this little town that's 4 hours outside of Denver, people came from all over. People came from Wyoming. People came from Denver. And pretty soon there were 100 people at a gravesite where there's not supposed to be a service to honor a man who touched their lives. And so we said, you know, we don't have a formal service because that's not what he wanted. But before we put his body in the ground, does anybody like to say anything? And they all talked about how he touched them, how their life was greater because he was such a loving soul, that his smile had touched them, that his stories had touched them, that just his manner, that he was a lover of people and animals, that because he'd been in this town, their lives would never be the same. And people who'd come through the town just for a day, just his little kindness. He was a man who said, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. He never said a negative word about anybody. In fact, one man, probably the most telling tale of this man's life, he said, Cecil's the kind of guy, he said, I sat down one day with him and said, what are you doing about all those rodents that keep stealing all our animals? Are you poisoning them? Or are you shooting them? Are you trapping them? Are you killing them? What are you doing? He said, because they're taking all my stuff. And Cecil said, no, he said, I just plant twice as much. I thought, what a life. What a man. See, his life was his mission. His mission was real simple. Love people, love animals, love beings. Make the world a little bit better by just being nice. He lived a life of significance, one that had meaning. He didn't go out and change everything on earth. He didn't make $1 billion. He doesn't have people writing him up everywhere, but he changed people's lives. And he died in his sleep, out of pain, the day he decided to go. And he created in his family a greater sense of courage to look at life in a new way and a greater sense of dedication to give even more. He added to our drive. He added to our commitment to be givers in life, as he was to any soul who had the privilege of coming across his path.